Hey, Dad, how come God lets some Christians suffer?
That's a good question. That's a fair question, too.
Like Marianne, she's a strong Christian. She's in a wheelchair. She's paralyzed, Dad. How come God let it happen?
Tim, we really don't know for sure why God let it happen. One thing we do know, though, God could have kept Marianne from getting paralyzed if he wanted to.
Yeah. God must have a good reason for it then, Dad.
Sure he does. I mean, if he had a bad reason, he wouldn't be God then, because God is good.
Yeah, but Dad, what good can possibly come out of Marianne being in a wheelchair all of her life? I mean, she's a Christian. She's trusted Jesus Christ as her personal Savior.
Is that supposed to keep her from getting sick or paralyzed?
Now that you put it that way, Dad, I guess not. I don't know of any Bible verse that says that, anyway.
Quite right. But I do know a couple Bible verses that tell us why we do suffer. Now, maybe it's not always being paralyzed. Maybe going through some trial of some kind. Maybe it isn't physical.
What are those Bible verses, Dad?
Try Romans chapter 5.
Romans chapter 5.
Verses 3 and 4.
Okay, Romans 5, 3 and 4. Want to read it with me, Dad?
Sure.
We rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Oh, I never knew anybody could rejoice in their suffering before.
Do you see how it's possible now?
Sure, Dad. The suffering that God lets his children go through can produce something good, something real neat.
And you can rejoice about that.
For sure.
Okay, Tim, so what are the good things that suffering can produce?
Well, Dad, if the Christian lets it happen, Paul says suffering can produce perseverance.
What does perseverance mean?
Well, perseverance means you don't quit, Dad.
You hang in there.
That's right. You don't get discouraged and say, oh, I'm not going to try anymore.
And that's what suffering does to the Christian?
That's what it should do, Dad.
You know, Tim, for a person who has not trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, suffering can produce discouragement.
Yeah, a person in a wheelchair who's crippled would say, it's no use, not worth trying anymore.
But the believer in Jesus Christ can say, wait a minute, God's Word says, if I'm suffering, that suffering can produce perseverance.
And perseverance is really strength, Dad. It's strength to say I'm not going to quit, because God's helping me.
Okay, so suffering produces perseverance. What does perseverance produce?
Okay, Romans 5:4 says perseverance produces character.
What does that mean?
Well, character means the quality of your life.
That's right. God knows our character, doesn't he?
Sure does, Dad. People know our reputation, but God knows our character.
My character is the real me.
So, Dad, suffering produces perseverance, which means don't quit. And perseverance produces character, that real neat quality inside of our lives.
That's right. If we learn not to quit, just to keep on serving God, even if we're sick, hey, that's going to produce a quality in us, a real proven character.
Okay, Dad, and verse 4 there says, and character produces hope.
Boy, these words are just like dominoes stacked next to each other.
Yeah, one affects the other.
Okay, so it says character produces hope. What's hope?
Well, what's hope? I use the expression, I hope so. Is that what it means?
When you say you hope so, you're not too very sure, are you?
No, I'm wishing it would be true. That's what I'm saying.
That's not what the word hope in the Bible means.
What does it mean?
Hope in the Bible means confidence, being sure, being positive, being certain.
Whoa, Dad, that is really neat. So suffering produces that. Being sure, knowing God for sure.
Right, not doubting him, but trusting that his word is correct.
Oh, now I see why Paul says we can rejoice in our sufferings.
Sure, look what it produces.
So, Dad, the Bible teaches that when a real Christian goes through suffering, actually it can make him a stronger person, make him a better person.
Right, he may not get out of that wheelchair, but because he's in that wheelchair, he'll become a higher quality person. And God can really use those kind of people.
In a big way, huh, Dad?
Oh, you know.
I'm going to go read these verses from Romans 5 to Marianne. I think she needs them, Dad.
Oh, I do too. I'll pray for you as you go, son, that you'll say it just the right way.
The Lord has...
Today's true story came from Romans chapter 5. Someone's suffering today. Will you go and encourage them?